at Sacramento Paranormal Intuitive Research Investigation Team.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, it's a long one. That's why we go by spirit.
Which I like.
Ah, it's an acronym.
It is.
So, we asked you to call in with... How long have you guys been doing paranormal research?
Well, frankly, I've been gifted my entire life, but officially Spirit formed in March of 2015.
Okay. You say you've been gifted your entire life?
Yes, sir. I am an empathic medium.
So, do you just walk through places and feel the presence of entities?
Yeah. I mean, frankly, that is part of what I do. And then our team just uses all the scientific documentation equipment to validate and verify what I'm feeling.
Wow. All right.
So how many investigations in the Sacramento area have you done since you guys started?
I'm going to say somewhere between 400 and 500 at this point.
Whoa.
And who is your normal...
Including readings.
Who's your normal client or customer?
Most of our clients are residential, private homes that have a lot of issues and need some resolution. But we've also done some of the larger locations and some business locations.
Hmm.
Okay.
Is it relatively common that that people have experiences in their homes that they can't explain?
You know, some people don't believe in this stuff or don't think this is a normal thing, but based on the amount of calls we get, including from very skeptical families, it's turning out to be pretty common.
What does it feel like when you feel a presence?
Usually I will get a very high pitch ringing in my ears. I will get a cold chill. I will start receiving really unique information that I don't know how to quantify where I'm getting this information from, but is later validated either by the client and or through our equipment.
Okay.
So it's just sort of like a computer download, except for into my brain.
Got it.
And we've all seen movies like Poltergeist. So
yeah.
We all think we know what some of the signs are. Are there any signs that you wouldn't normally think of that aren't part of the cliche of having a haunted house?
Mood changes of people in the home. Irregular activity as far as maybe devices are turning on and off that you shouldn't be.
What about computer problems or electrical problems?
Yeah, that's actually pretty something we find a lot. And sometimes, to be honest, we're able to debunk it as an actual electrical problem. Mm. So we can give people peace of mind to say, no, it's not spirits. You just need an electrician.
You've actually done that?
We've actually saved a couple of homes from devastating electrical fire because they needed to bring somebody in to correct a problem.
Oh, wow.
So it actually turned out to be a total godsend to this family, but they had thought it was, spirits or something, messing with their home, and it turned out not to be any kind of problem at all, except for they needed a professional vendor to come out, so...
Are you ever just randomly somewhere, just minding your own business, and then, whoa, it hits you?
Yes. I have a lot of trouble at concerts, like large restaurants. I can feel a lot of energy at places like that, and sometimes it is unexpected.
What about when you go into, a historic area, like a Foothills Gold Rush era town, like an Auburn or an Angels Camp or something like that?
I love those areas. They're full of rich history, really neat architecture, and yes, they have a lot of energy. We've done some work up in Coloma, Kelsey, Placerville. That whole area is beautiful and wonderful and very active.
Okay, so two-part question, and this is the reason you called, breaking it into two parts. One, just in the Sacramento region, is there one area that has more of these experiences than others?
I would say that it's pretty fairly well spread out, but if you want to actually have a experience, Old Sac and parts of downtown definitely have some extra areas that are exciting.
All right. And what would you say are the, I don't know, three or four most haunted areas in Sacramento or places where you've just really had some bizarre experiences?
Some really interesting experiences that I have had have been, well, one, the Dorothea Puente House.
Oh, yeah.
That place is, they don't really do investigations there. It's my team and Ghost Adventures that did a full investigation of the location. That's it. And then they do tours. So people can just go in for the sort of history and creepiness tour. And it's intense. She actually responded to us on one of our devices when I asked her her name. And she said Death.
Whoa.
So that was a little...
Isn't Death short for Dorothea?
Right? something like that. So that place is definitely heavy. But if people want to actually go somewhere where they can do a little more, there is the old Sacramento kind of underground tours. And right now, at this time of year, they are doing their ghost tours.
Mm, yeah.
So
they're sold out, though.
That's sold out, too?
I think it is.
Probably. But, I mean, you could still look, still check it out. And you could do a tour that's not the ghost tour. People who just want to see the history and kind of the weirdness, go ahead and, you know, check it out anyway. And it's totally worth it. Also, Sutter's Fort. Sutter's Fort is rich in beautiful history. And they are also doing, on the 19th and the 26th, they are doing what they call the Haunted Fort.
Okay.
So people could, and sort of that's family friendly, so you can check that out, and that people can actually go and have the spiritual experience as well as the historical experience.
Is John Sutter still hanging around there?
You know, I actually kind of feel like he could be, that to be perfectly honest. We've had some investigations in that area. It's heavy. There's a lot of Native American presence and also a lot of 49ers, you know, and that type of energy and that sort of era and that presence. We've documented some really interesting evidence in that area.
Are you able to tell, like, if a spirit or a ghost is like a Casper friendly or upset or angry?
Malevolent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I can very distinctly tell the difference with my gift. And also with the way they're responding on our equipment.
Right.
We have equipment that can capture their voice. And if they're swearing at me on one of those things, I know, you know, they're not so friendly.
Are some of them dangerous? Like they could actually harm somebody?
Can they attach onto you?
As far as what our experience is and the things that we have documented both spiritually and scientifically, yes, there are energies that are dangerous and should not be messed with and or should be removed as quickly as possible.
What's the craziest thing?
We've had clients that have gotten scratched and bruised and all kinds of horrible things.
So how do you remove somebody like that or a spirit like that?
There are a variety of methods. It depends on somebody's spiritual background and beliefs. I try to tailor my cleansings and my blessings to work within that. But I've got holy water from the Grotto at Lourdes in France. I have blessed altar dirt from New Mexico. I use a lot of Native American traditions and techniques and blessings. Sometimes it takes energy work. Sometimes it takes a religious professional to come in and add their energy as well.
So when you were younger, did you fool yourself into thinking this was something else, or did you know from the get-go that you could feel a presence?
I knew that it was real, but I closed it off and denied it for a lot of reasons. One, I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to be ridiculed, and I also have my faith and my beliefs. So it took a long time to sort of bridge all the gaps and just kind of embrace it all and realize that I'm here to help people and resolve problems. I'm meant to use this in a positive way.
Well, we work at a radio station. Obviously, you know that. And I actually worked at another radio station in State College that we swore up and down was haunted. And I had a few experiences there that just felt very creepy. And we actually had someone from that paranormal state show in, because I went to Penn State.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and they said that there's a potential that radio stations could sort of be like a portal to spirits, maybe with some of the equipment or waves that
we
emit.
Because of all the electrical energy?
Yeah.
The electrical equipment can be a food source. So sometimes these houses that have electrical problems can actually also have paranormal problems because it's a raw food source.
Gotcha.
All right, what's the most bizarre encounter that you've had in the Sacramento area?
I would say that I had a particular, well, I would say that I guess the Dorothea Puente case is probably the most intense for me because we got growled at. We got her response of death on the spirit box. I asked if any spirits were still there or any bodies were still there. And a response said, dig.
Whoa.
And yeah, so that, I'd say that's probably one of the most intense ones that I've had.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that was awesome.
Thank you. No, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.